The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I want to say hello and a very warm welcome to everybody to our festival of lessons and carols today. And like most things this year, our festival of carols will be a little bit different as well. We will certainly miss the procession, and we'll miss having our choir in person with us singing, but we will still hear St. Finian's choir, and we'll hear the organist, even though we're not advised to sing at the moment in church. I just wanted to mention a couple of notices for the coming week. On Wednesday at 7 o'clock, that's the day that we record the first communion of Christmas. And if you'd like to attend that service, you're asked to book in by phoning the parish office. And then the recording of that service will be available on Christmas Eve after 6 p.m. So you can attend the Christmas Eve service as you normally would at 11 o'clock, or you can attend earlier if that suits you better from the comfort of your home. On Friday morning, which is Christmas Day, at 10 o'clock, we have a family celebration of Christmas here in church. And next Sunday, the 27th, at 11 o'clock, we have a service of Holy Communion. You'll also see on the screen today some details of the Parish Gift Day, which was launched on Advent Sunday. There are some envelopes in the pew if people wish to contribute to that. If you are not familiar with it, the bishop launched this appeal on Advent Sunday, where he encouraged parishes to make a collection, and 80% will go to the Craiga Community Association, an organization doing great work in our own local area. 10% will go to a church planting fund, where we're planting churches in parts of the diocese that don't have a church presence, and 10% will go to our partner diocese of Maridi in South Sudan. As we come to our lighting of the Advent wreath, we're thinking today of all the preparations that God made for our coming Savior, and I'm going to light the fourth candle in our Advent wreath. As we light the candles in our Advent wreath, we remember all the preparations which God our Father made for the coming of his Son into the world. Our first candle reminds us of Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and David, who all looked forward to the coming of Jesus. Our second candle reminds us of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Micah, prophets who told of the coming Messiah. Our third candle reminds us of John the Baptist, who came to prepare the way for the Lord. Today is the fourth Sunday in Advent, and today we remember how Jesus, the Son of God, was born of a human mother, so that he was truly both God and man. The angel Gabriel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." Gabriel said to Mary, "The Holy One to be born of you will be called the Son of God." And Mary said, "The Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." So today, as we light this fourth candle, we remember Mary, who was obedient and so became the mother of Jesus. Amen. after I announce our first hymn today, the rest of today's service will happen unannounced, and you're asked, please, if you could remain seated until after the organ voluntary at the end. And again, I just need to remind everybody, because it's our instinct on a day like today, that we're advised not to sing at the present time. But I do ask you, please, to take the words that you will hear, both in the readings and in the hymns, into your hearts as you hear them, and wonder afresh at the marvelous things we're going to hear. Our first hymn today, Once in Royal David City.
Thank you.
Good Christian friends, at this Christmas time, let us prepare ourselves to hear again in word and song the good tidings of God's redeeming love made known to us in the birth of the Holy Child of Bethlehem. And with the angelic host, let us give glory to God in the highest. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace and goodwill among all nations, for unity and brotherhood within the Church of Christ our Lord, especially in this city of Belfast and in our Diocese of Down and Dromore, for love and harmony in our communities, our families, and our homes, and for a blessing on all children dear to us and on loved ones absent from home. Let us also remember at this time those for whom Christmas brings little joy, the poor and homeless, the hungry and destitute, the sick, and those who mourn, and all the victims of human tyranny, cruelty, and oppression. Lastly, let us remember with thanksgiving those who shared our Christmases in years gone by and who now rejoice with us in the greater light of God's heavenly kingdom. To their company and to the fellowship of all the citizens above, may God in his mercy bring us all. And these prayers let us gather up in the words our Saviour Christ taught us as we pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our first reading today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, beginning to read at verse 8. The fall of humanity. Having walked in paradise with God, sinful Adam loses that life through disobedience. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The snake deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the snake, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life."
Thank you. The second lesson is written in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, beginning at the 15th verse. God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
The third lesson is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, beginning to read at verse 2. The prophet foretells the coming of the Savior. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
People of peace, the time is near. Of the glory of the year. Make your hearts fair as you are able to be.
fourth lesson is written in the book of the prophet Micah, chapter 5, beginning at the second verse. The Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth.
The fifth lesson is from the Gospel according to St. Luke in the first chapter, beginning at the 26th verse. The angel Gabriel announces to Mary, she will bear God's Son. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will never fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your words to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
The sixth lesson is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, beginning at the 18th verse. St. Matthew tells of the birth of Jesus. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, she had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Yes.
The seventh lesson is written in the Gospel according to St. Luke in the second chapter, beginning to read at the eighth verse. The shepherds go to the manger. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
The eighth lesson is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
The ninth lesson is written in the Holy Gospel according to St. John in the first chapter, beginning to read at the first verse. St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone
was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not recognize him or receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Let us pray. We give you our thanks, O God, our Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, whose coming to this world was proclaimed by prophets of old, and who was born for us in lowliness and poverty at Bethlehem. As we make ready once again to celebrate his birth, fill our hearts with your own joy and peace, and enable us to welcome him as our Savior, so that when he comes again in his glory and majesty, he may find in us a people prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And in our prayers, let us remember all those for whom Christmas will not be a happy time. Amid all our festivities, may we not forget them. Lord Jesus, as it was by your coming that joy was brought to Mary and Joseph, so may that same joy be brought this Christmas time to homes where people are sad, ill, or lonely. Stir us up, Lord, to our responsibilities towards them. Keep us from resisting your call to share with those in need the reality of our joy, the richness of your gifts, and the good news of your coming. We ask it for your name's sake. Amen. And finally, let us pray for peace, not just for a few days over Christmas, but the lasting peace which comes from God alone. O God, we thank you for the message of peace that Christmas brings to our distracted world. Give peace among the nations, peace in our land, peace in our homes, and peace in our hearts, as we remember the birth at Bethlehem of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
And may the joy of the angels, the wonder of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child fill your hearts this Christmas time. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.